These are unbelievably expensive, and I know he's going to throw out them in like 20 minutes, but I couldn't resist. Look at these. Oh, hey, Ben, just do it. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh. Okay, was that too much pressure for him?
Wow, is he hungry?
You know, it's something funny about sneakers. I'll be right back. Oh, yeah, I gotta get one too.
What are you guys doing? We're just hanging out by the spoons?
Ladle?
Look, so you guys grow up. This is the most natural, beautiful thing in the world.
Yeah, we know. But there's a baby sucking on it.
This is my son having lunch, okay? It's going to happen at lunch, so you better get used to it. Now, if you have any problem with it, if you're uncomfortable, just ask questions. Carol's fine with it. Come on.
Carol? Carol? I was just wondering if Joey could ask you a question about breastfeeding.
Sure.
Does it hurt?
Not anymore.
Gemma? So, how often can you do it?
As much as you need.
Oh, okay, I got one. If he blows into one, does the other one get bigger?
Abuse his discount. So, anyone wants to come with me and take advantage of it?
No, I can't. I have to take my grandmother to the vet.
Okay. I'll go with you.
Great.
Okay.
Hi, honey.
Hey, sweetum.
And hello to Laura.
Hi.
Hey. Monica, what are you doing? You can't go shopping with her. What about Rachel?
It's going to be a problem.
Oh, come on, you're going to Bloomingdale's with Julie? It's like cheating on Rachel in her house of worship.
Like Monica, she will kill you. She will kill you like a dog in the street.
So, Jules tells me you guys are going shopping tomorrow?
Yeah, thank you, not that big a deal.
It's a big deal to me. This is great, Monica. I really appreciate this.
You're welcome.
Hey, Annabelle.
Hey, Chloe. Did you hear about the new guy?
Who?
Nobody knows his name. Me and the girls just call him the Ombre Man.
Ombre? What's he doing in my section?
I guess he doesn't know.
Well, he's gonna. I'll see you a little later, okay?
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I know you're new, but it's kind of understood that everything from young man's to the escalator is my territory. Your territory, huh?
Yeah.
You jump for men?
No, thanks.
Hombre?
Yeah,
You shame.
You were with me, and we were shopping all day.
What?
We were shopping, and we had lunch.
All right, what did I have?
You had a salad.
No wonder I don't feel full.
Hi, guys, what's up? I went shopping with Monica all day, and I had a salad.
Good seat. What'd you buy?
We went shopping for
You went shopping for fur?
Yeah. And then I realized that I'm against that. And so then we bought some boobs.
You bought boobs?
Bijan for men? Bijan for men? Bijan from... Hey, Annabelle. Listen, I was wondering if maybe after work you and I could go out and grab a cup of coffee.
Actually, I sort of have a plan.
Oh. You ready, Annabelle?
You bet. Maybe some other time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the first time I lost a girl to a cowboy spraying cologne. Bijan for men? Bijan for men?
Okay, and this is Funny Clown. Funny Clown is only for after his nap, not before his nap, or he won't sleep.
Carol, we've been through this before, okay? We have a good time. We laugh, we play. It's like we're father and son.
Honey, relax. Ross is great with him. Don't look so surprised. I'm a lovely person.
Oh, this is so cute.
Oh, I got that for him.
My mommies love me.
Hello? Oh, hi, you. Hi, Jew.
Okay, sure. That'd be great. See you then.
Did you just say hi, Jew?
Yes, I did. That was my friend Eddie Moskowitz.
Yeah, he likes it. Reaffirms the faith. Ben, dinner!
Thank you, Steve. And you didn't microwave that, did you? Because it's breast milk, and you're not supposed to do that.
Duh, I think I know how to heat breast milk. Okay.
Duh! What did you just do?
I just licked my arm. What?
It's breast milk.
Oh, baby, that is juice squeezed from a person.
What is the big deal?
No.
Oh, my God.
What did you just do? Okay, can people stop drinking the breast milk?
You won't even taste it?
No.
Even if you just pretend that it's milk?
Not even if Carol's breast had a picture of a missing child on it.
Hey, where is everybody?
They took Ben to the park.
Where have you been?
Just out. Had some lunch. Just me. Little quality time with me.
Hey, thanks for your jacket.
Oh, no problem. You can borrow it, by the way.
Oh,
Here are your keys, hon. Okay. Mom?
Mm-hmm.
If you were at lunch alone, how come it cost you $53?
You know what probably happened? Someone must have stolen my credit card.
Huh? And sort of just put the receipt back in your pocket.
That is an excellent, excellent question. That is excellent.
Monica, what's with you? Who did you have lunch with?
Judy?
Who?
Julie?
What?
Jody?
You were with Julie?
Oh, look. When it started, I was just trying to be nice to her because she was my brother's girlfriend. And then one thing led to another, and before I knew it, we were shopping.
Oh, oh my God.
Wait, we only did it once. It didn't mean anything to me.
Right.
Really, sir. Rachel, I was thinking of you the whole time. Look, I'm sorry, all right? I never meant for you to find out.
Oh, please. Please, you wanted to get caught. That is not true.
Oh, so you just sort of happened to leave it in here?
Did it ever occur to you that I might just be that stupid?
Okay, Monica, I just have to know one thing. Did you go with her to Bloomingdale?
Oh.
Okay. Okay, I just really need to not be with you right now.
It's Monica. Yes, I know I did a horrible thing. Joanne, it's not as simple as all that, okay?
No, I don't care what Steve thinks. Hi, Steve.
Hey.
How did you do?
Oh, I tasted Jen's milk and Ross freaked out.
I did not freak out.
Why'd you freak out?
Because it's breast milk. It's gross.
My breast milk is gross? This should be fun.
No, Carol, there's nothing wrong with it. I just don't think breast milk is for adults. Of course, the packaging does appeal to grown-ups.
Rob, you were being silly. I've tried. It's no big deal. Come on, just take it.
That would be no.
It doesn't taste bad.
Yeah, it tastes kind of sweet, sort of like, with what?
Cantaloupe juice.
Exactly. You've tasted it. You've tasted it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you've tasted it.
Saying it, but it won't stop being true.
Give me the bottle. Give me the towel.
Switch me over to ombre.
Well, maybe it's because of the way you dress.
Or maybe it's because this guy's doing so good, they want to put more people on it. You should see this guy, Chandler. He goes through like 2 bottles a day now.
What are you doing? You're an actor. This is your day job. This isn't supposed to mean anything to you.
I know, but I was the best. You know, I liked being the best. I don't know. Maybe I should just get out of the game. They need guys up in Housewares to serve cheese.
All right, say you do that. You know, sooner or later, somebody's going to come along that slices a better cheddar. And then where are you going to run?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You're damn right I'm right. I say you show this guy what you're made of. I say you stand your ground. I say you show him that you are the baddest hombre west of the lingerie.
I'm going to do it.
All right. Now go see Miss Gideon. She'll fix you up with a nice hooker.
I don't know what else to say. Oh, well, that works out good because I'm not listening. I feel terrible. I really do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did my back hurt your knife?
Rachel.
Say that I'm friends with her. We spend some time together. Is that so terrible?
Yes.
It's that terrible?
Yes,
Monica, you don't get it. It's bad enough that she stole the guy who might actually be the person that I am supposed to be with. But now, she's actually...
What are you talking about? Nobody could steal me from you. I mean, just because I'm friends with her doesn't make me any less friends with you. I mean, you're my... Oh, my God. Oh, I love you!
You guys, I know that this really doesn't have anything to do with me, but I love you guys too.
I really needed that.
Look, I know that you're in a place right now where you really need to hate Julie's guts, but she didn't do anything wrong. I mean, she's just a girl who met a guy and now they go out. I really think that if you gave her a chance, you'd like her. Can we just give that a chance? For me?
I'd do anything for you, you know that! I'd do anything for you!
Wait!
I said, morning.
I heard you.
All right, everybody, I'm opening the doors. You boys ready?
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Cup of coffee now.
Sure. So. I just thought the two of us should hang out for a bit. I mean, you know, we've never really talked.
I guess you'd know that, being one of the two of us. All right.
I probably shouldn't even tell you this, but I'm pretty much totally intimidated by you.
Really?
Oh, my God, are you kidding? Ross is so crazy about you, and I really wanted you to like me, and I... It's probably me just being totally paranoid, but I kind of got the feeling that maybe you don't.
Well, you're not totally paranoid. When you and Ross first started going out, it was really hard for me, for many reasons, of which I'm not going to bore you with now, but I see how happy he is, you know, and how good you guys are together. And Monica's always saying how nice you are, and sorry, I hate it when she's right.
Hey, listen, would you like to go to a movie sometime or something?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah,
I'd love it.
I'd love it too.
Okay.
Oh, shoot, I gotta go. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Julie. Bye.
What a manipulative bitch.